Welcome to Ag Health 101. This chapter introduces you to the structure and purpose of the Ag Health 101 course. We've created a self-paced program to introduce you to the hazards that exist on the farm and prevention measures that are based on best practices, both from research and from the field. We've organized topics into units. Within each one, we focus on a set of hazards or exposures that occur on the farm. This program is developed to be an audible format, and for each unit, we have assembled written supporting materials that highlight important lessons from our talks. In each unit, short audible chapters have been created to walk you through understanding risks and prevention, as well as to introduce you to farming operations along the way to give you context to the hazards. We have structured this course and selected the topics to help you understand agricultural hazards and to give you tools to have conversations about risks and to provide support and encourage healthy and safe actions to be taken by patients who work in agriculture. In this introductory unit, we will spend some time introducing you to a few models that for both redo. In this introductory unit, we will spend some time introducing you to a few models, including the health belief model, and we'll also discuss the social ecological model that help us frame our roles in preventing agricultural diseases and injuries. You may be asking, why as a healthcare provider or why as a health aide do I need to know about hazards on the farm? Well, if you're working in rural regions where many of the patients either live or work on a farm, it is important to understand what hazards these patients face so that you can have a full understanding of the interplay between health status, somebody's ability to work safely, and how prescribing treatment may affect safety on the farm. Equally as important, healthcare providers are uniquely positioned as the most trusted expert on safety and health, consistently identified by our Midwestern farmers. So making sure that you have a basic understanding of the risks so that you can have these discussions when they're brought up by patients that you are serving. In this series, we're going to end each chapter with a discussion question to get you to think about what you have learned. Some will ask you about identifying your own hazards that you've come into contact with or a prevention strategy that you may have used on a specific hazard. Others will have you think about how you would talk to somebody about their exposure to the hazard that we've discussed. In some cases, this discussion question leads you to think about items to prepare you for chapters that follow. Here are some guidance on working on these discussion questions. If you're listening alone, spend time with the question before moving to the next chapter. You may want to write down some thoughts later, and we've compiled the questions online with the supplemental unit files for you to reflect on later if you're unable to write things down while you're listening. If you are listening in the car with others, think about the question and have a conversation to hear what others are thinking about for a given question. If you go to the online supplemental materials for each unit, we have compiled all of the chapter's discussion questions onto a single page, followed by one-page summaries of each chapter we present. At the end of each unit's supporting materials, we've also provided additional reference materials for you to go and visit if you want to learn out a little bit more about a given topic. Before we get into our introductory chapters on ag health, let's leave you with your first discussion question. Basically, what do you want to get out of this Ag Health 101 course? Just like anything, what you get out of it will depend on how much effort you give to it. We've tried to make the audible chapters easy, bite-sized bits of practical information. But I know that some of you may be taking this class because you have to. Regardless of where you're coming into the class from, I challenge you to think about how this class may help you with your job, your family, your community. What would you like to be able to do with information from Ag Health 101? So think about that question and discuss with others who are also enrolled in the class, and we'll meet in the next chapter.